Proclamation number 7370, dated the May 23rd, 1959. Free will and self-awareness. During the final period of development as a human being, you are able to freely want and usually also act as you wish, because it is intended that you prove yourselves during your existence on this earth. It is not an arbitrary process, just as final success is not dependent on my arbitrary use of power. Instead, you humans determine the result of your soul's earthly progress yourselves. For the soul's maturing is the decisive factor, because the body is transient and only serves the soul during its short lifetime on earth in order to attain maturity. Hence the human being must be informed of the fact that it is up to him as to whether and how he uses his time on earth to become psychologically mature. And thus he should not rely on being granted a random act of grace on my part without his contribution. He should know that he can receive unlimited grace, but that it always depends on his will as to whether these blessings will take effect in him. For I can show him the heavenly kingdom quite plainly and even extend my hand to him so that he can reach it. If it is not his own will to attain the heavenly kingdom, all my gifts of grace will be futile, for they don't compel his thoughts and actions but make it easier for every person to think and act correctly. First, free will has to become active, and the attitude of this will determines the success of earthly life. Therefore, no human being will be able to say that the direction of his will was predetermined, because this will is free. The will is the human being's innermost instinct, which was placed into him by me, which is inherent in every self-aware being. Thus, the once created spirits in my kingdom were able to enjoy their free will for as long as they were self-aware beings. However, they lost their self-awareness when they plunged into the abyss of their own doing. For they distanced themselves from me, and this ever-increasing distance also signified the hardening of the spiritual substance, which I subsequently shaped into creations of the most varied kinds. All these works of creation are in a state of bound will. The spiritual substances bound therein are not conscious of themselves, as they are only parts of a once fallen original spirit which, by progressing through the various creations, shall return to me again, which is deprived of its self-awareness until all the tiny particles have come together again and are allowed to embody themselves as a human being on earth. Then it will also receive its free will back, and the being will be able to freely want and think again and cannot be prevented from aiming its will in any direction. And no one will be able to dispute the fact that his thoughts and his will are free, although he is frequently unable to implement both. However, it concerns the will, not always the deed, which can indeed be prevented through my will or my permission, but this will never rules out the actual will which tried to cause an action. And you should watch your will. Hence every thought should make you question whether it is in harmony with my will. Your will should only ever be inclined towards me, then it will be good. If it is your will to live in order to please me, you need no longer be afraid of not fulfilling your purpose of earthly life, for then you will always think and want what is right. Then your soul will desire to regain its past state. It will subordinate its will to mine and will have passed the test of earthly life when it may leave the earthly body in order to enter the kingdom of the beyond. Amen.